We are learning Maseches Bamitzia, Daf Yudalot Amud Beis, and we're starting five lines from the top. Itmar. Hamboiche Sodo L'Chaveiroi, someone sells a property to his friend, and it turns out it's not his. It was a joke, the whole thing. He sold something that was not his, and he took the money. What's the halacha? Rav Amar, Yesh Leimoyes Vesh Shvach. The guy comes, the Lekeach comes back to the Moicher and says, give me my money. And I want the shvach also. Remember, here you don't need a chrayas, because here the guy pushed a ganav. The guy sold him, pushed a panzi scheme. He sold him a property that never existed. So of course he gets his money back. So here he's yeshli moyers, the yeshli shvach. He gets money, and he gets the shvach. Shmuel Amar moyers yeshloi shvach einloi. That I spoke out, that's poshut, it's not so poshut, but that he gets it anyway. You matter Christ, we'll have to see as we learn the sugya. But upon him, here, a guy sold him was not his. Rav says he gets the moyes and shvach. What does it mean? That the lekeach bought it, improved it, did all the improvements on the property, and then the nigzal comes, says, ah, it's my property, I know what you want. And he just took it. So now he goes back to the moicher and says, here, give me my money back and all my improvements I want. And Shmuel says, no, you don't get your improvements. Now, first of all, stop right there and say, what does it mean, v'yesh loy shvach? What does it mean? So here, because why doesn't the nigzal pay for the shvach? Here we have a nigzal who, presumably, let's say, he got the property stolen, it was a Class B property. And this guy made it a Class A property now, this lekeach. So why should nigzal just take it the way it is? He should pay the guy for the yitzias, whatever it is. So Toistak says he does. Look, Tap Toisvis. Sha'nigzal lekeach karke im ha'shvach, ve'inim ha'shalm lekeach rak ha'yetzir. He only pays for the expenses, Tap Toisvis. K'din yoyer se'ch sodach ha'veira, shloy b'shos. The ha'shvach yesa ha'yetzir, if the improvements have more value than the money you put in, no'yishloy se'y ha'yetzir, vo'yish ha'shvach ha'yeser, yikach ha'lekeach min ha'gazdan. He goes to the gazdan and collects it. That's mean shvach. Well, marriage and exiles are accountants. That's Toisvis b'shach. Rashi is a little different shot. Huh?
What does it mean?
It means that it didn't have any improvements. It was empty. So that's Tosis shot. Rashi learns that the case was the Gazlin stole it from the Nigzal with all the improvements. It was a Class A. All the payers. Call it Class A. Then the Gazlin destroyed it and put up the Class B. And he brought it back up to Class A. So now the Nigzal comes and says, yeah, I'm taking the whole thing because that's what it was. And he goes back to Gaza and collects. That's Rashi learns, Tupshatim in the Gemara. Now, Shmuel says, Ein lo shvach. You have to know what? So let's see what. So you have a Rav says you get the moyes and the improvements you collect from the moicher. Shmuel says, which the moicher is the Gazlan. And Shmuel says, you don't get shvach. Boimim Rav Huna. Purish lo is a shvach. Let's say you put it into a star that I'm going to collect the shvach. Ma. Is time of the Shmuel Mshumiloi Pirish Shvacha? When the Lekeach bought from the Meicher.
The Meicher wasn't
there. Right, and he took responsibility of the Shvach. So is that Pshah and Shmuel because he didn't write it? Is time of the Shmuel Mshumiloi Pirish Shvacha Vacho Pirish Law? And here we're asking a case where he was in Farshah. Oy Dilma, time of the Shmuel is not because of that. Even less Le Karka Mechzik Ribbis. You know, maybe Shmuel's reason is even if you write Shvach, he can't collect Shvach. Why? When the Lekeach buys from the Gazlan the property, he didn't buy anything. He didn't own it. So what did he do? He gave the guy money, a loan. Now he's coming to take the loan back because I gave you money, give him back the money. Now if the Meicher gives him back Shvach also, it looks like ribbis. For example, I bought the property for $1 million. Now it's worth 1.2. And I come to the guy and say, here, you have to give me 1.2. So if I sold you something, so that's fine. But here I didn't sell you anything. Here I gave you a loan, turns out, because it was never really yours. So the Lekeach gave the Meicher $1 million for his property, which was a loan, and now he's coming, give back our money. He gives back $1 million, 1.2. It's ribbits. That's the problem. So what's Pshat Shmuel? Is it because he didn't write Shvach? Because the Meicher didn't say he's responsible for the Shvach, for the improvements? Then that's why he's not collecting it? Or because it looks like ribbits? Amalei, they asked Shvach from Rav Huna, so Amalei, I'm not sure. In Veloy, first he said yes, you could, then he said no, you can't. V'Rafi B'Yodai, he wasn't sure. Itmar, Omar of Nachman, Omar Shmuel, We learned before Shalacha. Mois yesh lo shvach ein loy. Why? Apa pisha piris lo yesh shvach. When we wrote before his days, he's responsible for the shvach. Still, you can't pay the shvach. My time, but even the karka ein loy, since he never owned the karka, schar moisav, oim redim raita. Looks like he's taking schar moisav. It looks like he's taking payment for the loan. Schar moisav means he's taking payment for the loan. That's why it's 1.2. And therefore, it looks like rivers, so you can't do that.
What about the yitzia?
Same thing. It looks like rivers. The shvach also has value. You can't collect anything from him because it looks.
When you know it has value, but he spends money on it.
Yeah, but so what? When you look at the, when you had with the meicher, I gave him $1 million and take it back more. That's a problem. Rivers looks like rivers. Even though you midin, you own it, you get that. It really should be. It's only a Mexico rivers. Looks like rivers, and therefore Shmuel does not allow that. Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. Rav has a question to Rav Nachman. Basically, we have a question on Shmuel's halacha. Shmuel's halacha is fear of Nachman. At least that's the problem of rivers. I'm going to ask you a kasha on from a Mishnah in Masechtas Gittin. I think the first Mishnah in Perek is a Hadazakin. It says the Mishnah like this: Ein Metzien Lachilas Peiris. When you go collect from Lekuchos, someone has a lien on the properties. You go collect from Lekuchos, then you know me not Metzi. We have to explain every part of the Mishnah, but Ein Metzien Lachilas Peiris. You're not moitzi v'achilas peiros v'shvachakoyis. We'll come back to that. What that means. And that will explain what it means. What it means is like this: that when someone gets married, he writes in his ksuba that he is responsible to feed his wife and the daughters as long as they're living in his house, and even after he dies, they're going to get supported from his property. That's what he writes in the ksuba. And let's say he doesn't have any property left. But he sold off a bunch of properties. Those are Meshavadim. He got married in 1995. So that's when the Shiva starts. He sold off his properties in 2005. And now he doesn't have any money anymore in 2015. He has no money left. They'll go to those properties and say, my Shiva's first. My Shiva's 1995. The law is you don't collect Mazin Yishuvah Bonis from properties. Why not? Because the guy who buys a property, does his title check, there's no way for him to figure out how much money they're going to need for Mazinus. We don't know. We don't know how much money. It's just something that doesn't have any kitzvah. Especially if a guy has a loan, you look up his loan history, you see he owes $500,000 to this guy, $300,000 to that guy, it's very clear. So the care boy takes a risk. It's worth the risk. He knows, you know, there's different liens. This lien is like in the Dover site. We don't know. It could be $10, it could be $1 million. We have no idea what this lien is. This is Mazin Shabbanis. Therefore, you don't collect from a Shabbatim for Mazin Shabbanis, but you take an oilam. But there should be a shibud. I'll stick it on, you don't do it. And the same goes for Achilas, Paris, and Shvach Hakaris. Also, it's Ein LeKitzvah. We'll see exactly the case. But it's also Ein LeKitzvah, therefore we don't collect from Shabbat. For Ketani Mia, you don't collect from Shabbat, but from the guy himself, about you collect for these things. For Paris, Karkois, Shvach Hakaris, Mazin Shabbat, they collect from the guy himself. It says one of the cases of Shvach HaKoyis. What's that case? My lab. But the Kechem Gazdan. Are we talking about a case where a guy bought a field from the Gazdan? We'll call the Gazdan Ruvain. And Shimon buys from Ruvain. And then Shimon loses his field to the Nigzal. And he comes back and says, I want my improvements. And what does it say? You get it from Ruvain, the improvements. But not from his Mishabadim. But you could collect from Ruvain from the improvements. It's Ribbis. So it's a Rakash on Rav Nachman. Tomorrow says, Tony Miel, Shvach Kois, my love, Elkech Mekazlin, and you see, you collect the Shvach. Tomorrow says, Lo, you know. It's talking about Balchoiv. Balchoiv, Avada, you do collect the Shvach. That means, if Shimon buys something from Reuven, and then Reuven's debtors take it away from Shimon, Shimon goes back to Reuven and collects, gets his property back and a Shvach back. So in such a case, he gets that back and he gets the shvach back. So there, when Reuven sells it to Shimon, and then Reuven had a bunch of loans on him, and they took the property from Shimon, so Shimon goes back to Reuven to get his property back. He wrote a Kriyas Chasim, and he goes to get the shvach, if he writes a shvach kakoyz. So there, we're saying in that Mishnah that you don't collect that shvach from Reuven's lekuchos, because it's Eilon Dava Soif. We don't know how much money it is, but he does collect from Reuven himself. So if it's not a kasha on Shmuel, because the Baal HaChayv is not a Shah Rivers, there's something tangible. I really bought a property. I did buy it. So the Baal HaChayv took it away from me. So there's not a Shah Rivers. So because only by Gazans they're Rivers. Baal HaChayv is no Rivers. Why? Because it's a Mechir Baal. If you look at the Rashi, the first wide line. So Rashi says, "Loi b'achayim shnitfa b'achayim menu b'shulchayim loi guzel hayis." So it wasn't stolen. That he vada is the shvacha. There vada he collected shvach from the meicher. The mechir ma'ayisi he calls man shloi tarf menu. It was a good mechira. Shempara ma'achah ma'ayis b'achayim. The meicher will pay up his loans. Harei masok malakukas, and it would be a good mechira. Look, he mashalim liyaser mashakib lhashtahu da'adazav minei karka mechura loi loi mechzik tchar ma'ayisav. So here, it looks like, well, I'm selling back the property to you. When I go back to Reuven to collect back my money and I get more, I just sold my property back to you, and that's why I can take more. It's not Shara Ribbis. So Gemara's kasha was, says, Shvach HaKoyis, my lav l'kech megazlin, loy v'vachoyiv. Frank the Gemara, ir v'vachoyiv, eim a resha. Let's see the resha. The resha says, eim a tzil achilas peris. That means there's a new level. When a guy buys a property, first of all, he does the improvements. And then, let's say it grows peiros, so then it has peiros on it also. So here, if it has peiros on it, so if the nigzal comes and collects it, so then the nigzal will take the peiros as well. Because he says, aroi ashbach, that's my property. Those peiros are my peiros. And therefore, he collects the peiros also. Nigzal takes the thing the way it is. But if it's v'achayiv, collecting from Shimon, he has no right to the peiros. The peiros are yours. The peiros are b'chayv v'klak v'mitalchem. It's your peiros. It's the lekeach's peiros. So what's the case of the ratio of his Mishnah that you don't go to Ruvein's v'shavadim v'achilas peiros? If b'chayv im a ratio im a tzilachis peiros, if b'chayv tum b'chayv b'chayv is the peiros. Does b'chayv collect peiros from Shimon? V'amashmul b'chayv goyves a shvach. B'chayv collects the property with the improvements. Shvach in av a peiros loy. Does not get the peiros. Elo pshita. It's Pashut that the Reish is talking about the guys of the Nigzal. Talking about the Nigzal, and there, the Nigzal took the Paris, so I go back to the Meicher and collect Paris. And really, that alone should be a Kasha. If it's talking about Paris, that alone should be a Shalal Ribbish. Tomorrow will ask soon. And with the Reish of the guys of the Nigzal, save an army goes of the Nigzal. So Shvach goes also from the guys of the Nigzal. And therefore, Tshver from the Sefer also. With the Reish, we're not asking for now. Asking for Shvach Kakois. Chare Tshver. No, the Reish is talking about Goizel and Nigzal. And Shvach HaKoyis, which is safe, I was talking about Balchoyv. And that's why you collect Shvach, because Balchoyv is not Shalal Ribbis. It doesn't say like that. It says in the Brayis, when it explains the case of Shvach HaKoyis, Shvach HaKoyis, Ketzad, HaReish HaGozal Sodom HaChaveroi, someone stole a field from his friend. VaReihi Yoytze B'Tachas Yodai. So Poshpshana means, we'll see in a second, we'll analyze it. Someone stole a field from his friend. Let's say it's Reuven stole a field. It's coming out of his hands. Kishu goiva, when he collects, goiva is a carib nechosim shvadim. He collects the carib nechosim shvadim. V'shvach goiva nechosim lecharim. He collects the shvach from nechosim lecharim. So what exactly is the case over here? It says Reuven stole something, and it's leaving someone's hands. When he collects, he collects. Hey chidom, ilim k'tani gazlin. So when the nigzal takes from the gazlin, meman govi, who exactly is he collecting from? Like, who's he collecting? He stole it. Elala, you know what the case is? Gertrude Gozal, Sodom Bechaveri. He stole a property from his friend, which means Reuven stole a property. Umachalachi, sold it to Shimon. Vishpicha, Shimon improved it. And what does it say? When the nigzal takes it from Shimon, so he goes and collects from Mechosim Bechaveri, not Mechosim Bechaveri, Karen's from Mechosim Bechaveri. And the Shach Mechosim Bechaveri, what do you see? You see, he collects Shvach. When it's saying the Mishra Shvach HaKoya is, you see, Shimon collects Shvach from Reuven. Because we're not talking about Goizel of Nigzal, we're not talking about Bachoyev, we're talking about Goizel of Nigzal. The case was, what's the case of the Brice of Shvach HaKoyes? What's the case? What's the case? You tell me, what's the case? The case is that Reuven stole something, sold it to Shimon, then it says, what does that mean? The Nigzal takes it from Shimon. What does it say? Shimon collects the Karen from Chosu Shavadim, from Reuven's Chosu Shavadim, and Shvach from Mechayr. So you see, there's no Shalal Ribbis. Here's the case of Gzela. Okay. So it's a Kash on Shmuel. It's the Eitz Ribbis. Until now we said, what's the case of Shvach HaKoyis? He said, no, it's talking about Bachoyiv. Talk about Bachoyiv. And that's not Shvach. But now we're proving, it's talking about Gzela. It says, HaRish HaGozal Sada. Klar. Shvach HaKoyis Ketzav. HaRish HaGozal Sada Mechaver. Amalei. You had to do a little surgery on this Brisa, right? Because the Brisa says, Ketzav, HaRish HaGozal Sada Mechaver. It doesn't say anything about selling to someone. So you did a little surgery, right? Amalei. Laf to Rutsik Matarasta. You added on something to the Braisa. Add on something else. Say you're talking about Bachayv. The case was that it was a Bachayv who took it. Nothing to do with Gzela. A whole new case. You're talking about Bachayim. You have to change all brights. It's not a regular Zalvayim. It's a major change, but that's what it said. So right now, when we have the Mishnah in Gittin, it says, Achilas Perish Shvach Karkoyos, we have eights over here. Shvach Karkoyos is talking about a Bachayim. Let's talk about it right now. The case of Shvach Karkoyos, what does Bachayim mean? Bachayim means that Reuven sold the field to Shimon. Shimon got taken away from the Reuven's Balachayim. Now he goes back to Reuven to collect. There he can collect Shvach from Reuven himself, not from his Shvachim, because they ain't on his side. Because we don't know exactly how much Shvach is. But they go from Reuven. Why? That's not Rivers. But by Gzela, it will be Rivers. That's what I'm saying. By Gzela, it's still Rivers. The problem is we have to do Ration now. Achilas Peris, as we said, is only possible by Gzela. Because by Bachayim, the Bachayim never takes the Peris away from Shimon. That's going to be the next Mars Kasha. Toshima, the Rachel of Mishnah Gittin, is good so far. Good. Toshima, Achilas Peris, Ketzad. So it says, what's pshat in the Mishnah Gittin in Achilas Peres? So the bracket is like this. Someone stole a field from his friend, stole property from his friend, and he's in a plant, eggplants. And it's leaving his hand, we'll see what that means. When he collects, goyve is a kerem nechas v'shvadim. He collects the principle from nechas v'shvadim. Who peres, the eggplant, goyve nechas v'necharem, nechas v'necharem. Because it's ain't no davar soif when it comes to parents. That's pshat in the Mishnah and Gittin. Now, what's the case over here? Hechidam. Elim go to Gazlin, that a Gazlin stole something. So when he collects Mechas Shavadim, and he collects the parents from Mechar. What do you mean? My God, who's he collecting from? He stole something. Elalav, he stole a field from his friend. He sold it to Shimon. Vishbicha, Shimon improved it, and he had parents, eggplants. And the Nigel came and said, everything is mine. It's my field. My field made eggplants. Kavaldik, I'm so happy. It's mine. Everything's mine. Now, Shimon comes to Reuven and says, give me my Karen. Give me my eggplants. So he says, from Karen goes even Chasu Shvadim. The Peres don't. That's a lach and gittin. So what do you see? You collect Peres. It's Ribbis according to Shmuel. It's Ribbis. So it's a Raya against Shmuel. It's a Kash on Shmuel. From first, Mishnah Gittin. This Bryce explains Mishnah Gittin. What else is Pshat? Amarava. No, so we have three pshatim here. Amarava. Hagamai Skinon. Gosh Gazal Sodom Bechaveroi, Malaya Paris. The case was Reuven stole the property filled with eggplants. Va'ochal Asa Paris. And he ate up all the eggplant. Vechava Barashich Maris. Not only that, he destroyed the property. So now, and so now, Bon Nigzal Ligvois Karen Goyim Lechos Meshabadim. Nigzal. Remember, here is a case where he didn't sell it. Rava said in a case he didn't sell it. What is a rei yoytzim takas yadoi means that it's leaving the Gazan's hand. The question was, if he took back the property, meman gavi, who's collecting money here? You know who's collecting money here? The Nigzal. The Nigzal got it back. What's he collecting? Teretz is because he lost his prayers and he lost his property because the guy ripped up the property. So bar nigzal ligvayz kara and goyim nuchasim shabadim. Bar nigzal ligvayz peiroyz goyim nuchasim nechayrim. The nigzal comes to collect kara and collects nuchasim shabadim. Nigzal comes to collect peiroyz, he takes from nechayrim. From Reuven's, from Gazlan. Because he can't collect from his shabadim because that's ain't lo davar soif peiroyz. Peiroyz don't have a kitzvah. So that's pshat number one to answer Shmuel that the case over here was, there was no sale here. There was no sale. The case was, the guy stole it. If the guy stole it, so what's Yitzchak as Yodai? So the story's over. Who's collecting? Teretz is collecting the Paris that the Gazan ate, and the Boris, Sheikh Amaris, that he destroyed the property. Shot number two. Rabba Baravuno Amar, Gagoin, Shnotlu Masikin. The case was, the Gazan stole it, and a Goyim came and took it away from the Gazan. Now the case was, there was Machmasa. The Gemara Baba Kama says, someone steals a field, and because of him, he's bad with the mafia. They took the property because of him. So here, Notu Masikin again, the Nigz, so Yotzdach Yodi means, according to Svan Diyama, means the Masikin took it. The Ganovim took it from the Ghana. So here, the Nigz that comes to the Gaza with my property. He says, it was taken away. So you have to pay. And he also stole with Paris. Yes, they both. Bon Nigz that Ligvais Karen, Goivin Nuchas Vishvadim. Bon Nigz that Ligvais Peirois, Goivin Nuchas Vishvadim. You collect the Karen from Nuchas Vishvadim. The Nigzal collects from the Gazlan, and he collects the payers from Mechaz Mecharim. So you have two pshat in both ways. The Nigzal is collecting. She's nafgamina is, what does Yoytzitach Yodim mean? According to Rava, Yoytzitach Yodim means the Nigzal is taking it from the Gazlan, whatever's left of it. And according to Rabbah, the case is that the Masikin, Yosef HaKadosh means Masikin took it away. Both are basically the same shot, but that's the difference. So Mara says, Rava lo emek Rabbah v'Rav Huna, because Harei Yosef HaKadosh Yodah v'din HaMashma. HaMashma was Bedin. Therefore he learns in Nigzah HaKadosh V'Negazin. Masikin took it out of his hand, is shver to use Lashon Yosef HaKadosh Yodah. But Rav Huna lo emek Rava, Rav Huna didn't say like Rava, why not? Hareyu Yoytziv Tachas Yodah Be'ena Mashma. It's Mashma, I took it Be'en. And according to Rava, the thing is already Shivrei Kalim, this property. It's all dug up. So that's what Shver, that's what they didn't like each other's Pshat. But those are the first two Pshat. The first two Pshat tomorrow, was no selling. The Gazlan took it, and the Nigzah is collecting, because the Gazlan somehow lost the property, either to Masikim or he ripped it up. And therefore, the Nigzah is collecting the Karen and the Peres. Rav Ashi Amar, no, let's start the Muktani. We're reading, it's like two different cases. The Peiros and the Keren are two different cases. Kigoin, Shagazal Sodom Mechaveroi Melea Peiros, Va'achalas Peiros, and after he ate the Peiros, Umachar Sasoda, he sold the field. So now he sold the field. So Bala Keach Ligvois Keren Goim Chashbodim. So the Keach has a right on the Keren, he can't collect Peiros because that's ribbons. So the Keach is, even if he made it better, the Keach collects the Keren Chashbodim. The Nigzal gets the Peiros, Goyim Chasim Rechayrim. But Nigzal Ligvois Peiros, Goyim Chasim Rechayrim. So we're talking about here, what is Rav Ashi gaining? Yoytziv Tachas Yodah means here, it left the Nigzal's hands. It left the Lekeach's hands. So here we're gaining, it's both Be'en, he didn't rip up the property, and it's also Medina, not with Masikin. That's what he's gaining. Rav Ashi's gaining is, Hareish Gozal Sod Mechaver, Yoytziv Tachas Yodah, and then it's leaving his hand. What does it mean? Because he sold to Lekeach, and they took away Lekeach Bedin, and Be'en. Still, we're collecting Peiros and Keren. How is that possible? Lekeach collects the Keren, and since the Gazan sold with the Peiros, so therefore, he collects the Peiros. He collects the Peiros from the Gazan. And we're gaining, Yoytziv Tachas Yodah is both Be'en and Medina. That's what we're gaining. So we have three pshat to answer Shmuel. Remember, Shmuel says the problem of ribbis. We have three pshat to answer Shmuel that it's not a problem of ribbis. And Mezah Shem will continue from here in tomorrow's shir.